Welcome to the show. After the show, I'm Amadeus, along with Eden Kendall. We're from Jacksonville, Florida. Wherever you're listening in the world, good morning or good afternoon. Hello.
Or konnichiwa, or hola, or...
Konnichiwa. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So there's some things we haven't talked about in a while. We've kind of done... We did the trivia show. We've kind of had some very dedicated podcasts lately. But I like when we're kind of all over the map.
Yeah, so what we do is maybe we've talked about these things on the radio, maybe we never got to them, but they're just ways that we can open up and explore a little bit more in depth the topics. Like, for example, bed rotting, which is being presented to us as something we want to do. We want to be rotting in bed. Mm. I personally find that a repulsive way to talk about self-care. It really just means lounging around and staying in bed and getting rest.
This is a Gen Z thing, right?
Yes, it is.
So I think this is really just Gen Z making themselves feel better about literally just being lazy.
Well, I'm okay with that because I also having, you know, kids that around me that work really, really hard. And if they can get a day off and get some rest, fine, great. And I myself love when I can do that. But referring to it as bed rotting makes me want to wash my sheets.
Yeah,
it just doesn't sound clean.
It's so gross. When I first read the term bed rotting, I just thought of The Walking Dead.
Yes.
And sometimes on that show, there would be zombies that, for whatever reason, maybe they were trapped under a car or whatever, but they were literally just laying there rotting, but they were still like zombies. So, like, you know, a decade's gone by, and they're just still in the same place they were 10 years ago, and they're just rotting. So
yes.
That, to me, that's a bed rotter.
So why would you want to call attention to yourself in that way? Why
right.
would you want to compare yourself to something that nasty?
Yeah, it's so gross. Call it something else. Like,
yeah, sleep was the perfect way to describe it. When I would say I'm getting my beauty sleep, it just sounded like something productive was happening.
Right, or beauty rest, if you're not necessarily sleeping, just taking a chill day.
Yes.
And I do that whenever I can. I'm not home all the time, but if I have a Sunday where I have literally nothing to do and I'm actually in town, then I chill. You know what I do? I couch rot.
Good for you, couch rotting. It keeps you young and hip.
I guess so. So there's another story that came out. I don't know. You didn't see the Fast movie, did you?
I didn't. Even though I went and watched like the first 8 of them, I missed 9 and 10.
So I saw the first one and then didn't see another one until 10. And I got to tell you, I get the people that like these movies. These movies are not for me. I thought 10 was horrible. I thought the script was horrible. I thought the acting was absolutely rock bottom. I thought Jason Momoa was extremely, extremely over the top. Too over the top for my liking. And now it's coming out that Vin Diesel is allegedly blaming Jason Momoa's over-the-top performance for why it tanked at the box office, because it really tanked, like, badly.
I have to say, if you are coming into a sequel, like number 10, you're either going to have the people show up or not. It shouldn't affect the box office. I could see the critical response, unless I guess people are hearing how bad it is and just not going. I get that.
Yeah.
But I think when you're on your 10th one,
yeah,
like, you know what you're going to get. And over the top is not something you're trying to avoid if you've seen 9 of them.
Right, exactly. I agree. I think the word of mouth got out that it was so bad.
Right.
And again, I didn't see, I think I may have seen 2 maybe, but I didn't see like 8 of them probably, or 7 of them. And I'm watching this thing and I'm going, I just don't get it.
You don't sign on to do a Fast and the Furious movie and say, I'd like to turn in a very subtle performance in this role.
Exactly.
Was he a bad guy or was he a good guy?
He was the bad guy.
Oh, he was. Okay.
He was extremely, extremely out there. I just say he was out there. He was and he was a little disturbed, but also kind of set in reality, if you know what I mean. He wasn't like the Joker. He was just a disturbed human being.
I see.
And yeah, I mean, hey, I think Jason was actually the best thing in it, even though he was ridiculously over the top.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only part of the movie I enjoyed at all. I mean, even like all the crazy car stunts and the ridiculous things they did, I'm just sitting there going, what? Like, who buys a ticket to this?
Lots and lots of people, even if it did tank.
Yeah.
Plenty of people do.
I think it's like a $6 billion franchise. But
yeah.
now they, you know, the Shaw and Hobbs movie came out. They're doing the spinoffs. So maybe it'll get a little better with some some actual plot and a, a dialogue. Maybe they need to hire a screenwriter. It was just bad. But anyway, sorry, Vin Diesel. I don't think it was Jason Momoa's fault.
Did this one like wrap up with a family barbecue like all the other ones always do?
I'm not going to give away
the
ending.
Don't give anyway. Okay, yeah. Got it. All right, so another thing that we actually had as one of our drama segments this week, we have a segment every day called Am I the Drama? Sometimes it's like a listener will want us to help resolve an argument. Sometimes it's just something that we've pulled from the headlines. And we talked about people fighting over the office thermostat because mm-hmm. the drama was, am I the drama for actually making a formal complaint at my workplace because they keep it so cold in here and everyone's like, hey, get a hoodie, wear a jacket. We, on the other hand, have the opposite problem. We're peeling off layers on the regular every day.
Yeah, our studio is abnormally warm and muggy.
Yeah.
Which makes it even worse.
So we'll keep a door open, we have a fan going, and it's because this building just, it's weird. We actually had it get a little bit better because we had the thermostat moved in here. But it's still rough. Man.
The thermostat moved in here, then they locked it. so we can't lower the temperature of the thermostat, which means the AC doesn't kick on when it should. This room is full of equipment that keeps it warm.
Yeah.
I actually get nauseous sometimes in this room, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. You'd kill to go work at that place where that lady made that formal complaint.
Ooh, heck yeah. Or back when in the old days when you used to say you wish there was a dryer and a blanket in this building.
I always used to say that. I'd come in and it would be so cold that even if I was in my hoodie and everything, my fingertips would be freezing. And I'd say, every day I'd say, I wish I had a dryer and a blanket because I would want to throw that blanket in that dryer and just cuddle up in it.
Heat it up.
And then you went and bought me these gloves that actually plug into the USB on the computer and they get warm. That's what that lady needs, those gloves.
Those were nice, weren't they?
They were nice, but not very practical because it's hard to work in gloves.
Yeah.
Like in your... When you're inside and you're trying to work, it's tough. Would you like the flight attendant etiquette rules we never got to this week?
I would love those because I think it was not long ago that we talked about tipping a flight attendant.
Mm-hmm. And that was a gift card.
Yeah, with a gift card. And so I would like to know some more of these rules.
So this is from a viral video created by a flight attendant with some etiquette rules. She says, everyone has the right to recline, but there is a polite way to do it. So the wrong way is slamming back in your seat as hard and fast as you can. That's broken people's laptops, spilled drinks, caused fist fights.
Yeesh.
Be aware of your surroundings before reclining. Peek behind you and see what the situation is and nicely ask if that person minds.
Yeah. It's just, you know what? It's just being aware of your surroundings mm-hmm. and not being self-centered.
Mm-hmm. Clean up after your kids. The flight attendants are not your maids. They don't have access to vacuums and brooms or cleaning supplies that go beyond hand soap, wet wipes, and air freshener. And you're not required to clean up, but it's just sometimes you just do the right thing.
Again, just being self-aware.
Mm-hmm. The overhead bins aren't your personal Tetris game. The bins are first come, first serve in economy class. You don't own the spot directly above your seat, and it's not acceptable to take out someone else's bag to make yours fit. Sliding bags to maximize space is fine, but save the complex puzzle solving for the flight attendant.
Do you ever have a problem with this?
I don't.
I don't either, and I'll tell you why. I've learned years ago, I don't put anything in the overhead. I pack, no matter where I'm going or for how long, I pack everything I need in one backpack. It goes in the seat in front of me, and I'm done.
Oh, see, we have to have the carry-ons, the rolling carry-ons, but the reason I say I don't deal with this is because my husband does.
Ah!
No one wants to hear your FaceTime conversation. We don't need to hear both sides of that conversation, plus boarding an airplane is not the time for your goodbyes. It's time for you to concentrate on finding your seat, stowing your bags as fast as possible so the people behind you can do the same thing. That makes really good sense.
I bet you there are hundreds, if not thousands, of flight attendants that want to just reach over and smack someone's phone out of their hand. Uh-huh. I can't even imagine.
Hey, we got to go now. Listen, I got to go. Love you.
I
got to put my bag in the overhead.
There's so much going on at that point, and I feel like the flight attendants have to be so attuned to everybody's needs mm-hmm. that the last thing you need is that distraction. If I was a flight attendant and that was going on, I would smack that phone out of someone's hand.
On that same note, no one wants to hear your movies, video games, or TikTok, so bring your headphones.
Yep,
even absolutely. For the kids. The middle seat gets both armrests. It's the consolation prize for being squished between two people with nowhere to lean, so the case is closed on that.
I just read recently, if you're booking a flight and there's three seats open and there's two of you, you should book the window and the aisle, because the chances of someone wanting to book the middle between two people they don't know are very slim, so you may end up having that extra seat in the middle. You know, when me and my friend travel, we both get aisle seats next to each other.
Yeah, that's what my husband and I
do
as well.
I think that's a really smart way to do it.
That's a smart way to do it, too. Plus, you will have no problem convincing that person in the middle, if they do end up sitting there, to switch with you, so you can be next to each other if you so choose to do it. But don't, if you do that and they stay there, don't talk over them. Like, don't just have full conversations. I mean, they'll definitely switch seats with you, but don't be like, I hate the middle seat, so I'd rather just talk over you, stranger. Flush. Please, this should be common sense, but sometimes it's just not. She says, the flight attendant telling us this says, I deal with this all day. I don't want to flush your deposit, and neither does the passenger after you. If you can't find the button, look for it.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a thing.
That's a gross thing.
Yeah. So anyway, those are just some handy dandy tips for being the best possible well-mannered flyer you can be.
I'll tell you what else is a gross thing, and we can leave you on this one if you'd like. Ketchup lovers are now reusing their Heinz ketchup bottles, filling them with ice water, and taking them to the gym so gym-goers think they're drinking ketchup while they're working out.
Nothing gross about that. If you clean it out really well, it's very funny. I think it's so cute.
So you're in the gym, like, all the time. Do you see this?
I see funny things, too. I see vodka bottles.
Really?
I saw somebody once with a gas can. I mean, I don't think it was reusable. I think they went and bought a gas can, and they just made that be their thing, and it was like...
Like a 5-gallon?
Not a 5-gallon, but it was like one of those things, the gas cans. Yeah, it was... Just, I think it's funny. I do. And you gifted me with this giant can from Tito's.
Oh, that's right.
You can drink water out of. So I have also this can that looks like you're drinking Tito's vodka.
I forgot about that. And it's got like a twist top so it stays safe. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
If I saw someone, not just at the gym, anywhere at all, using a Heinz ketchup bottle for a water bottle, if I was at Walmart or Publix or anything, I would just look at them like, what? What are you doing? You could buy a water bottle for 99 cents.
Yeah. Well, I like it. I think it's funny and creative, but I've never thought about that. Although I'm so icked out by the idea that there could even be any ketchup residue left in there, I sure hope that it ran through the dishwasher.
I'm sure it did. Can you imagine?
And I don't know that that's the best thing as far as like the BPAs or whatever they're called, like the plastic leaching off of it.
That's another thing to consider.
I don't think those bottles are created to go in the heat. So I don't think you want to be washing them in the dishwasher and then drinking out of them. But that's a whole other topic for a different podcast about the environment. So thank you, everyone, for letting us continue our show after the show. Sometimes we just run out of time and we don't have a chance to tell you everything we want.
And it's fun just to kind of like, you know, talk about some things that we don't get to on the radio. So we appreciate you listening. Do all that stuff. What's the stuff you have to do?
The stuff you have to do is leave a review. Leave us 5 stars. Don't be the wise ass that leaves us 1 star. That wrecks it. That wrecks the algorithm. And that's really it. Maybe share it. Subscribe, follow, like, I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff. Listen to a different podcast and find out. Do whatever they tell you to do, but do it for ours. Can't be caught up in all that nonsense.
Thank you.